We are up to a middle of Hadras Panim. We're up to the Hakavat Chaim. It's the first paragraph. There's only one paragraph. It's hard for me to say exactly where it is. The Chavetz Chaim chibur sefer shalom hazeh nikra teferes adam. The Chavetz Chaim made a whole sefer about having a beard. It is better to be careful not to cut off a beard, a filibim mismarayim, even with scissors. He costs one bekabolim. By cutting a beard, you're cutting off the pipes of Kedusha that come up from above. And our forefathers in this country, our fathers and forefathers, they were known to be machmer. Many of the pritzim, those who break the rules of our nation, they use a razor. Mitzvah Rabbah L'Klal Yisrael is Chazik B'zeh, to strengthen and having a beard, but Lo'i L'Hakten Azokin, not to shorten the beard, Afilu B'Misbarayim, even, I think it means to cut off the whole beard, but even though he says L'Hakten, to shorten, even with scissors. The Hainu L'Haris L'Tnei HaKoyel, Sha Mitzvah Shetziv Sa'atayra L'Itztayim B'zeh Isha Yehudi, the mitzvah that the Torah said that a person should excel in, Chaviv Atzleinu is dear, Ve'enonu Mizvayishim B'Mechaz B'Shalom, we're not embarrassed of having a beard. It's like a person, they tell him, your beard is growing. Let him be cut off. And this is what Titus Rabbeinu Yehuda says, and the same thing in the Rashba. And he asked him, why are you growing the beard so much? Because there are people that cut it off completely. And they cut it with a razor. That's why I have a longer beard. That's what the Chavetz Chaim writes. He's talking about the preem. It may not be a poison of death, but it's definitely not a potion of life. Dr. Chavetz Chaim, it's difficult to me. This is not the midah of tznius. This is not a Jewish thing to do. They learn from the Gayim in exile. And they throw away Kedusha. B'sham kasev, the Chazanish writes there, Ma'olam ein daiti noichem regaluach zaken kentar. I don't like cutting off a beard that's like a razor. B'yoysim murga b'yisurai midar akaidem. I'm used to the fact that they used to usher it in the previous generation. V'yadavar chomer moed k'megilu reish b'chutzis. It was like walking without a yarmulke. V'yadavar nechshev kishinu b'b'shem l'vush ha'yisraeli. It was like changing Jewish clothing. V'av shepashta amach l'gam b'vinatu roem yichyu. Even though now, this illness of cutting beard, it spreads even according to Yivminu B'nai Taira. When Shtana Dover Hazeh, B'shul Zeh, doesn't change. L'chein Nafshi Saledas, my nefesh trembles, B'inyan Zeh and this Inyan. V'amim Maranzal, and the Chazayinish said, Shnichnas Eilav Adam Shemayrit Skalai, for Yid came into him that didn't have a beard, or Shemagadl Blurius, or grew a long hair, near like Kokach Le Taib, Sha'chaymid Le Lahaki. Chazayinish said he felt like throwing up. He wasn't happy with people that hid their payas behind their ears. Like he's embarrassed. The stipler. They're afraid of the Goyim that laugh. Of a combat Yisrael. Shabaruch Hashem, Ach Shadara Bahar Beitz of Bnei Taira. We have a different level now of Bnei Taira. Ein Shum Tam Lazalzu B'zeh. Hashem Yisbaruch Yisakeinu Lelechus B'turis Yisrael K'ratzen HaTaira. And again, I mentioned yesterday, there are Paiskim that argue on the Mephaim in this. He seems to be very strong, and he quotes his father and the Chazaynish and the Chavetz Chaim, who seem to be very strong in this. But one has to understand that there are Paiskim that argue. In the yeshivas, they insisted that Bochrim shave in Europe. They didn't hold like the Chazaynish. In Slabatka and Mir and all these places, the Bochrim were told to shave, to keep the Adarabah. They wanted Bochrim to look that way. Again, I'm not here to condone or condemn. I'm just mentioning that there are other opinions in this matter. Not everybody accepted the Chazaynish's, Stipler's, Reb Chaim's, Chumrah of having a beard. However, it is known that when people came to Reb Chaim without a beard, he sometimes told them to grow a beard. And when he told you, you couldn't argue. I know people that he told to grow a beard. he told somebody to grow a long beard. The guy decided what he considered a long beard. He paskened, him and his wife paskened what they considered a big beard. I don't know how they paskened this, but they paskened the shayla. I also know somebody who was afraid to go to the stipend because he was afraid to have to grow a beard. So he grew a beard beforehand for a few weeks. He didn't shave. And then he went to the Reb Chaim. So his nephew told me, I doubted that Reb Chaim should tell him I want a long beard. But Reb Chaim didn't tell him that. Reb Chaim didn't have pace behind his ears. I don't think so. I think he had pace down. It's a good question. I never studied the picture. He's right that you should have pace down. Again, he says that people are doing it because they're embarrassed of their pace. I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, I keep my pace behind my ears. I don't know. I shouldn't be talking. I don't know. Again, I just want to explain that the people that don't do this, it's not like they're not standing on anything. They have who to be Simach on. But Reb Chaim is Reb Chaim. You know, he has sheep. You know what I mean? People ran to him for a bracha. You know what I mean? It's not like... Okay. Okay, we are in your testament base. We're going to start the Gemara again. Amar Reb Meir, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the top. Reb Meir said that if the green blood, yarek, whatever yarek is, we spoke out yesterday, machlokes v'shainim, whether yarek is yellow or yarek is green, whatever it is, if it's not metame mishum blood, it should be metame mishum mashka. And we didn't know what that meant. Now the Gemara is going to have two explanations. One, that the Gemara is going to slug up right away, and two, that the Gemara is going to explain. Amar Reb Yechonon Yared, Reb Meir l'shitas akavim malalo, v'timei. Really, Reb Meir agreed to Akavya ben Malalo that Dam Yorek is Dam Bida. So what is he saying to the Rabbanon? This is what he's coming to the Rabbanon. This is what he's saying to the Rabbanon. I can understand that having Dam Yorek is very infrequent. And therefore, if you find a spot, right, not a Ria, not a period, not a blood coming out from the woman's body in a period way. And you find a spot. So if you find a spot, then the question is, did it come from her body or come from elsewhere? Because it's so infrequent to have this color blood, I can understand why you say it must have come from somewhere else. I can understand that. Kesem is a drabanon, right? And we always say, is there another source for this? And the Gemara is going to explain later on that we always attribute it to another source, if it's possible. Like we said, that if it's less than a gris, we attribute it to a louse, and therefore, or when there's other things going on, we attribute it. So I can understand that to you, green blood is so out of the ordinary that you would automatically attribute it to something else, whether you know what you're attributing it to or not. That I can understand, because it's a rabbinic thing, and you have it just doesn't make sense. Therefore, you attribute it to something else. But if she's having a period of Dam Yorek, Tatame, I can't understand you. Again, the mayor holds like a Kavya ben Malalo, the Dam Yorek is Dam Nida. So he looks at the Chachamim and say, I can't understand why you're arguing. Dam Yorek is Dam Nida. Right? Why not? Now, you're being matur. If you wanted to tell me that you're matur by Kesem, I would accept it. But to be matur by Ria, I can't accept that. That's what he's saying. So he's saying, the Lashon of Reb Meir in the Mishnah, im einem metame mishum kesem, metame mishum maska. So the way we're translating it now is, I understand you if you tell me by kesem you're meiko. But to tell me you're meiko by a ria, that I can't understand. Because Reb Meir holds, like a Kavya ben Malalo, that this is dam nida. If you hold that way, then you can't understand anybody that argues with you. Rashi, I didn't get to the second way yet. I made a mistake in explaining it. I explained the first this way, the Gemara explained the second. It was my mistake. I retracted. I deleted. Forget what I said yesterday. Okay? That's what I'm saying. This is the Gemara saying now. The Reb Meir holds like a Kavya ben Malalo. Dam Yorek is Dam Nida. If Dam Yorek is Dam Nida, he says to the Rabbanan, I can't understand you. You want to tell me you're meiko by kesem, I'll accept it, because it's far out. So we always, you know, again, kesem is a drabbanon. So we're dealing with rabbinic. If you have anything to attribute to, we do. So by green, we say it must have been from something else. I can understand that. But to say Rias Tahar, I can't understand that. It's dumb. What difference does it make if it's green or red? Or yellow or red? Again, I'm using the word green. I should use the word Yaret. Don't you actually... By Drabana, we're Mako. That means more than that. Let me explain something. By a Kesem, by even red, if you have anything to attribute it to, we say it's not Dam Nida. If a woman walks by a butcher shop and then she finds a red spot on her clothing, we say it came from the butcher shop. Because she didn't have Argasha, she's not having a Rhea, she's not having a period, she just found a spot. So anything we can attribute it to, we attribute it to. So by red, we need something to attribute it to. By green, Rameir is saying, we say attribute it to something else, whether you know what or not, because again, it's so infrequent, so assume it came from somewhere else. I can understand that. Because it's Drabonon. Because the whole Takana was a Drabonon. And Drabonon said attribute it to whatever you can. Let me explain it again. Kesem is a Drabonon. The whole fact that we find a spot, we make a woman Anita, is rabbinic. Because biblically speaking, she's only Tami if she has Hargasha. She did not have Hargasha. Nothing she saw came out of her body. She didn't see anything come out of her body. All she saw was a spot. So therefore, a spot really should be Tahar. Came along Drabonon and said a spot is Tame. However, they added a clause. If you have anything else to attribute that spot to, over aggress. Again, only because of that, that's fine. If you have anything else to attribute it to, you attribute it to something else. That's the halacha by Kesem. That's why under aggress is Tame, because in those days, everything under aggress could be attributed to a louse. It's Tahar, because you could attribute it to a louse. So it became the Takana. Anything under aggress was never made Tame, because when they made the Takana, they said under aggress, you can attribute it to a louse. So therefore, they never asked it under aggress. But it's only because it's rabbinic. If it is biblical, you can't play around with grist, less than a grist, walking by the butcher shop, not walking by the butcher shop. You can't do that. So Rameir is saying, if you want to tell me that a green kesem is so far out that we automatically assume it had a different source, even if you don't know what to attribute it to, I'll agree to that. I can hear that. But by Rhea, it should be Tamei. This is blood. I hold like a Kavya ben Malalo. Dam Yarok is blood. It's Tamei blood. Derisa. He says this is a color of blood. Again, a Kavya ben Malalo came along and said there are more than five colors. Yarok is Dam. It's six colors. Right. That's what he said. Come and say no. And Meir says that Chachamim, I don't get you. Why not? He's right.
Do you think at least there's a comment in Rabbanan?
No, he's saying I can understand you by Kesem. Why are you arguing him by Rhea? This is blood.
So how is he translating here Mashke?
We're not. We're translating Mashke as Rhea.
The Rhea.
That's what he's saying. He's saying, if ain't a matama mishum kesem, matama mishum mashka. If it's not matama, it's a kesem, but it's matama zaria. That's what he's saying. Meaning, I can hear where you're coming from in a rabbinic question. I can't hear where you're coming from in a biblical question. That's what he's saying.
Why did you say that green is not one of the discharges that
Again, but that's where Meir holds it is.
I don't think so.
He doesn't understand that. If you hold one way, you know, you ever hear people that hold one way, they can't understand the other party?
They think this color is not qualified.
Yeah, so he holds it is, so therefore he doesn't understand them. Okay. He's coming from his own perspective.
Okay.
Rashi. Abigda, Yared Rameir, Mitami Dam Yared Mishamdida. Amana al-Bigda, on her clothes, like Matamisu, so Trachi. The Kiva the Yaraku, since it is yellow or green, Mistama lav migufas, it didn't come from her body. The Loi Shriach, it's not frequent. But Loi Talinamba, and we wouldn't assume that it's Dam Nida, Elahechu the Chazi migufa Damhu, but when she saw from her body, this is blood. Why are you fellas saying it's Tahar? And for the Gemara, Dr. Gemara, that can't be shot in a mayor. Because Dr. Gemara, Ihochi, if ain't a matame mishum kesem, matame mishum mashka, why does the Mishnah use the word mashka? Mishum riya mi boilei. He should have said, I can understand kesem, I don't understand riya. He doesn't say that. He says, I understand kesem, I don't understand mashka. Mashka is the wrong word. If a mayor meant that I agree to Akavya ben Malalo, the green blood is blood, he should have said riya. Why did he use the word matame mishum mashka? That's not the way you usually refer to a period. Therefore, the Gemara slugs up that shot in Remeir. Remeir does not hold like a Kavya ben Malalo. He holds that the green blood is not blood, not nida. So what is he saying? Fret the Gemara, and fret the Gemara lahaki kamer lahu. Now let me explain. He's saying that just like when a woman is a nida, and she has saliva, the saliva is an avatama. And if she has urine, the urine is an avatama. Why shouldn't the green blood that comes out of her after she's anida already be tamei as a mashka? Let it be tamei as one of her liquids that come out of her body. He heard Rabbanan say that green blood is zero. And he understood Rabbanan to say that if a woman is already anida, she saw red blood, she's anida, and then she, I don't know what the word is, gives out of her body, but discharges green blood. It's tar completely. She's, meaning, she's already anida, but the blood is tar. He said to them, I can't understand why it's tar. Why is it different than her saliva and her urine? She's anida, and she has saliva, and she has urine. That saliva and urine are tameh. So why is it different than that? That's what he's saying to them. Nothing to do with being anida. He does not agree to Akavya ben Malalo. He agrees that Dam Yorek is not Dam Nida. He has a problem with Rabbanon about how you treat that discharge. He says, I grant you that it's not a Dam Nida. It's not a Dam Nida, and therefore you're not Matami Mishum Kesem. He means you're not Matami as anida. I got it. I agree. But why isn't this a liquid of anida? And a liquid of anida is Tame on its own way, if she was anida already.
He would agree about it.
We're changing this. We're saying now that he agrees the period Dam Yarek is not Dam Nida. He agrees to the Chachamim, not like Akavya ben Malalo. We're changing our chat.
I understand. So he's just changing.
No. We're changing our chat. We're saying he does not agree to Akavya ben Malalo. He agrees to the Chachamim that Dam Yarek is not Dam Nida. He got it. But what he doesn't understand is if the woman is already a Nida, and she discharges Dam Yarek, why don't we treat it differently than her urine? That's what he's saying to them. Again, this is, we're translating what he told them. Dr. Gemara, Rabbanan, say no. Let me read it inside. Allah Kamalu. Nehi Hezud the Khazi Dam Yarek Miyakara. I agree, if she saw Dam Yarek to begin with, Laimatamisu, you don't make it Tame. But if she saw red blood, and then she discharges green blood, zava means nida as well. Any liquid that comes out of a nida or a zava is tamei because it's a discharge from a zava or a zava. And the Mishnah says that by right, it says, the Pasuk says it, by right or by urine, right? So why is this different than right and urine? Rabbanan's answer is, Tum Yidareich. Ma Reich Shemis Ago V'yayse, and I'm going to translate that in a second. Avko Shemis Ago V'yayse. La Fuke Hai De'e Mis Ago V'yayse. Saliva and urine gather in her body and then come out. It doesn't leak out on its own. A person's saliva comes out of the body when they're ready to spit out their saliva. A person's urine comes out when they're ready to urinate. It gathers in their body, and then when it becomes necessary for them to urinate, they urinate. They don't spit it out till the saliva gathers in their mouth. They have to get rid of it, so they get rid of it. This comes out of the woman naturally. She's discharging. It doesn't gather, and then she says, okay, we're going to discharge now. No, that's not what happens to the woman. It discharges on its own. Therefore, when the Torah said, her liquid is tamei. The Torah means liquid that gathers and comes out. That's the example the Torah gave. We cannot say, therefore, all liquid. And therefore, the green blood is not metame as a mashka v'zav v'zava. it might be Matame the recent Latuma that gets the Shaila we had weeks before, whether it touched her inside, does that make it Tame? Makar Makai Matame. But as far as being a liquid of a Zava, it's not. Because it's not a Misagel V'yaitse. It doesn't gather to come out. It comes out on its own. Therefore, the Rabbanon disagree with her mayor.
How about a Ziva discharge?
That's the blood. The blood itself is Tame, sure.
Ziva discharge is blood. It's
yeah.
By a man.
No. Nida and Zivas is exactly the same discharge.
Not by a man.
We're talking about a woman now. Men and women are different. I mean, there are some people that think that they're equal, but men and women are really different. Yes. No, perspiration is not one of her liquids. Absolutely not. It's not Miss Agilvi, I'd say. It happens on its own. Again, I just translated. She decides when to discharge the saliva and when to discharge the urine. What? I don't know. The Gemara talks about it later. It's all going to be talked about later in the Masechta.
Ladies that have sphincter issues and can't control it. So,
I knew this would come up. I expected the doctor to be here. I expected the doctor to give me the 16 medical terms about a woman that can't have it. It doesn't make a difference. That's not the way the Rabbi Shlomo made the body. It's unfortunate that there are people that suffer incontinence. I even know the word, incontinence. But no, that's not the regular, natural way. It happens. Like a lot of other things happen to people's body. This is part of life.
What is the word that you wanted?
I said that you probably have words for it, the situation when a woman can't control herself. I used incontinence. I think that's the right word, by the way.
Incontinence is the correct word. The question I would have, actually, is we see throughout Shas all sorts of times when someone who is Nama Oretz emits spit unintentionally while they're talking or just walking by a pottery shop. So it's not something, it is, I suppose, gathered, but it is not an intentional release.
Okay, the Gemara stresses the gathered part more than the intentional part. I added the intentional part. Not that I know of. Lafuki hai de misagobi, I'd say. Dr. Ashi, Nihid Hecha, we said that already. Now, Nihid Hecha. Right, it's in the Hidehecha, right? It's the second narrow line. The Chazit said, "I'm Yarak Mikara Lemetamisu." I can understand why you say clean blood is not needless. Shemraya the Lab Damu, it's not blood. Vayinu Mishem Kesem Klaimer Shar Dam Shekisem Etamei. Now Rashi's bothered again by the word Kesem. If Rameir is agreeing, it's not a Ria. He should have said it's not Metamei Mishem Ria. So Rashi says he uses the word Kesem. Blood is Metamei also Mishem Kesem. This is not blood. The time in Mishamashka to write to Kamehma Ragla, like her saliva and like her urine. And Nagin by other than Kalim, the Tarais, either a man or Kalim or Tarais, by Isa Dam Yorub. And that green discharge, Sarasa be made Nedusa. So Isa Nida Midamadam, she has been a Nida, not from the green, but from the red. Amai Matarisa Lagamri, why are you being Matar her? She Miss Agobe Yaitse, she Miss Asif Trila gathers, Biakach Yaitse. Lafuke dam bain tame bain tahar doesn't make a difference the color of the blood. Shuba noitef v'yaitse rishon. It just drips out as it happens. Not doesn't have to gather. So that's the Rabbanan's answer. It doesn't fit the translation of what is a maska zava zava. Yeah, the Mishnah says, "Amayim b'tam mishum kesem yatam mishum maska." Dr. Gemara, we got a problem. Shabri Kamele Rabbanan or a mayor. Aren't Rabbanan right? Isn't this a rule of Maska Zava Zava that it depends if it gathers? I mean, does a mayor argue on that accepted rule? The source of Maska is saliva and urine. They are misagel. How could a mayor say differently? And for the Gemara, you're right. Elohaki Kamalu. So now we're moving on to a different shot. You're right. This is not going to be Matame anything. It's not a Mashka Zava Zava. It's not an Avatuma. Again, is it a recent latuma? It would depend on makar makay mitame, which we talked about a number of blot ago. Any liquid that touches or inside, does it become a recent latuma? But then we're not getting involved in that now. There's a rule in the Torah that any food item is not makabel tuma unless it became wet after it was harvested. I mean, you have an apple. Till you harvest the apple, it's not makabel tuma, it's mechubar lekarka. After you harvest the apple, you pick the apple, if it became wet, now it's susceptible to tuma. So if a dead sheretz touches it before it ever became wet, it's not tame. If it's an oil hames before it became wet, it's not tame. If it never got wet, it's not makabel tuma. If it became wet one time, that you wanted it to be wet, I'm not getting involved in those halakhas now, then it's susceptible to tumah. Only if it became wet from one of seven liquids, meaning if apple juice touched it, it doesn't become susceptible to tumah. Neither orange juice. And the seven liquids are in the siman of yad, shachat, dam. Yad is yayin, dvash, wine and honey. Shachat is shemen cholav tau, and dam is dam mayim. Seven liquids. One of those seven liquids is blood. Again, one of seven liquids has to touch a food after it's harvested, and then it becomes susceptible to becoming makabel tuma. One of the seven liquids is blood. What qualifies as blood? So that's a major sugya. Not all blood is considered blood for Hekshar. So Rav Meir is saying, why isn't Dam Yoruk considered blood for Hekshar? Einokinam, it doesn't make you a nida. And it's not a mashka zava because it doesn't gather. But why isn't it makshar that if the Dam Yoruk touched an apple or a piece of wheat, make it susceptible for tumah? Why don't you agree? Means you heard Rabbanan say it doesn't do anything. So he says to them, why is it different than any other blood that makes a mashka, makes a food susceptible to tuma? That's what he meant, mashka. He meant, let it be incorporated in one of the seven liquids, which is blood. This is a type of blood, type of discharge. Not enough to make her nida, not enough to be a mashka, but let it be a dam legabe being mashka's rod. That's what he meant when he told them, let it be matame mishamashka. So the Gemara haki kamer lo. Lehevi kamashka lehachshir tazroim. Let it be like a mashka to be machshir zroim, to make zroim more susceptible to tuma. Rashi, lehevi kamashka lehachshir zroim. Shem yiga sheretz behem, if after it became wet from the dam yoruk, it must become tame. V'amai matarisu legamri. Why are you using the word tahar, which means no aspect of anything? He understood the Rabbanan to say, this does not qualify as dam at all, even for Hekshar. And he asked, why not? What's the Rabbanan's answer? Boy dam chalolim b'leka. The way we learn out that blood is one of the seven liquids is from the pasuk dam chalolim yishta. So it uses the word the blood of the wounded ones or the dead ones, he will drink. So we see that dam is considered a drinkable liquid, legabed halacha. So it's which kind of blood? Blood that comes from wounds, not blood that doesn't come from wounds. And dam yorek is not coming from a wound. Not all blood is created equal. Even if it is blood, it has to be dam chalalim. It has to be coming out of a wound. This is not coming out of a wound. It's okay, not makshir. Doesn't have to, it's tummy by itself. It doesn't have to be makshir. You're right. I don't know. Then it gets involved in if mashka tummy can be makshir even without, I don't know. Pashka's not. I don't know that long as well enough. I'm guessing. Rashi. Look to Rashi. Dam chalolim yishta. The dam shan nefesh yoitzabai. Blood that people die by losing it. Kori mashka. Well, a little scratch is not dam nefesh. Really, there's no danger for the person dying unless it's a hemophiliac. But it's the same blood. That's what I was going to say. Right. Within your heksha being a mashka, the chol mashka asher yishta. The Lashon HaTorah is Mashka Sheishta. So we say, what?
Is that you drink?
Yeah. Aichel Yavai Aichel. I'm calling Aichel Mashka Sheishta Yavai Aichel. Any food and Mashka that you drink comes on the Aichel makes it Muksha. And the Gemara Pesachim says it's limited to certain types of blood. Dam Chalol Mishta says blood is considered one of those liquids. But not dam, that's not dam chalalim. Even though the chemical makeup might be the same, that's not what we're interested in. The Torah said it has to be dam chalalim. Drag the Gemara back to it.
Is glass?
Yes, that's dam chalalim. People die from that kind of blood going out. Granted, the Baruch Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shlomo, made clotters that keep people from bleeding to death. And people that don't have those clotters are in danger.
Any dam, animal dam also?
Again, I'm not learning the halachas now. We can learn that in Masechta School in the Merit Hashem and in Masechta Sukkim. I don't want to guess now without looking it up.
Dam is not part of the same blood system.
Again, I just mentioned it's the same blood, but it's not dam chalalim. Women don't die from becoming nidus. If I understand correctly, and the doctor can correct me, if a woman is a hemophiliac, doesn't mean she dies when she has a period. It's not going to kill her. Not dam chalalim.
Not to my knowledge, but I'm about 5% sure of what I'm saying. She can't die. She can't die because there are women with
exactly.
hemophilia.
There'll be a lot of dead women.
Exactly.
Women don't bleed to death from a period.
Well, even more so, there would be no children with hemophilia or unlikely children with hemophilia. But not, it's not an area of my knowledge.
What about tau?
Yeah, but tau is considered one of the seven liquids because it's test. Why is it included? The Gemara goes through each one. Why? That's the Yad Shachatam. The test is the tau. It's all, each one of them has a pasuk, including tau. I don't remember what the pasuk is, but each one of them has a pasuk.
Apple outdoors and it gets dew on it, it's already
well moisture. Correct. No, he's asking, he doesn't say Yishta by Tau. Honestly, if I would answer that question, I would have to be a Bucky in Tanakh and know that the Torah never refers to Yishta as Tau, since I'm not Bucky in Tanakh and I don't remember the Gemara Chulin that discusses it, so whatever I'm going to say now, I'm making up. And my Shita is try not to make up more things than you have to. What? Yeah, maybe the first day Pesach, you'll figure it out when you bench
Tau. It can't be Mechuber when...
It can't be Mechuber, because if not, everything would be Moksha, because it rains. I made it clear, with Mechuber Lekarka, it's not Negeya. It's only when it's off the ground. There's a whole Masechta called Makshirin that deals with this. Probably that's where it is. Makshirin deals with all kinds of issues of when it is Moksha, when it is not Moksha, what is Moksha, what is not Moksha. The Masechta in Shas called Makshirin, there's no Gemara on it, but there's six frogs in my Mishnayas. And the reason I know that is when you give out Mishnayas, you have to know how many frogs are in each Masechta. Now, I've done that many a time. Right? You really take Makshira, and the first question they ask you is how many frogs? Which, by the way, is a mistake they ask, because some frogs have 15 Mishnahs and some frogs have 3. But people's normal question when you give out Mishnayas is, how many frogs are there? Right? So Makshira has 6. Dr. Gemara writes, fact the Gemara, Yehoshua Shapar Kamalu Rabbanu Rameir, so aren't Rabbanu right? So what's Rameir's response? Dr. Gemara, Elohogi Kamalu, Alfu B'Gzeir Shava. Rameir had a Gzeir Shava that told him that even though it is not Dam Chalalim, it's still Machshir. Why? The Siv Hacha, says by blood of a Nita, blood that flows from a woman's body. Slachayich, the blood that you discharge, pardei shrimainim, is like a garden, an orchard of pomegranates. Right? We'll find out what that means. Dr. Rashi. Slachayich, dam nidas hashaluach min aisha, discharges from a woman. Pardei. They learn out. Afua, he learned it out. Yalef, Afua, it's the same root. Pardes remind him, pardes, like this orchard to know which is locked. Mishtamer. A girl, a Jewish girl, a Jewish woman is like a locked pomegranate orchard. Why? She b'nais Yisrael, Mishtamer, kach b'nais Yisrael, noyalos pischeyem midei nidusam, mizokik lebalayan. They, when they discharge, tzolchayach, I'm sorry, I'm getting there. When they discharge, they act like a orchard of pomegranates, which is kept locked, so nobody should steal. They lock their opening. They don't let their husband have relationship with them when they are in Nida. They lock up like a orchard of pomegranates. In Prima Gadim, the Pasuk says, with sweet fruit, Hainu Banim, meaning they're Zaycha to have children, meaning these women were careful, and they locked themselves up like a orchard of pomegranates. Your banish them rewards them with sweet fruit, which means good kids. That's what the pasuk is saying. Shiluach. Now it says shiluach by a period. Shalachayach. It's referring to a period when the woman exudes it from her body, if that's the right word. Right? It says hasam. I'm going back to the Gemara. V'shaleach mayim al pnei chutzais. Shem sends the water on the marketplaces, right? I think Chutzais is the marketplaces. I don't know what he translates to that.
Outlying areas.
So it says the word Shiluach. So we have a Gzeri Shava. Water is called Shiluach, and Nidus is called Shiluach. Dr. Mayer, that teaches me that Dam Nidus is like water that's Machshir. Shlif Shiluach v'mayim, Rashi says, v'mayim Machshirin, Avdam Nidus Machshir.
Everybody didn't have that.
Rabbanan. What's Rabbanan's response? Adam dam kavuchaim miyatzmai, vein adam dam zereshava miyatzmai. You don't make your own zereshava, and we don't have this zereshava in our repertoire. Rashi, ein adam dam zereshava miyatzmai, elam kim kibla merabi alocha lemaish misinai. The dom makrolam musachri tiyitzrach. You have no right to make a zereshava because maybe the pasuk is telling me something else. Now, there's certain limudim we can do on our own. We can make halvachimers, we can make tarashavas, we can make ma'atzad, we can even make a hekish, but do we notice it? But zereshava, you can't make up. It has to be aloch l'mosh mishina. There's a machloikis here, what Remeir's response is. Some say Remeir had it in Messiah from his Rebbe. And some say Remeir hoped you could make your own zereshava. It's a big chiddush. But there are achroinim that want to say that Remeir is not responding, I have this zereshava. But a lot of Achayim are not happy with that, because throughout Shas we say nobody can make your own Zereshava. And we never bring down that anybody argues on that. So the other response is the Remeir did have it from his Rebbe, and they didn't have it from his Rebbe. We have that throughout Shas. The different Tanoim and different Amoroim had a different Messiah of Zereshava. Back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yisayimer, Loikach v'Loikach. Right? The Remeir said, Matame Mishamashka. First it said, Akavi b'malal matameh v'chachamim matarin. And then Remeir said, if ain't a matameh mishim kesem, matameh mishim mashka. Rabbi Yaisi says, loikach v'loikach. What is Rabbi Yaisi saying? What is he saying different than the chachamim who said matarin? They said the word tahor. How can he be adding to that? What is he saying? Correct the Gemara, hainu tanakama. He's repeating the chachamim. So the Gemara, kamash malan, Man Tanakama Rabbi Yaisi. It is identifying who the Chachamim here are. The Chachamim here is Rabbi Yaisi. So why is the Mishnah bringing it down? Now it's interesting. So why did the Mishnah say it right away? Rabbi Yaisi, I'm a Matar. It says, V'chachamim Matarim. Then later on it just told you, oh, by the way, that's Rabbi Yaisi, Benkach or Benkach. So the answer is, Rabbeinu HaKadosh wanted to make it look like a rabbin because he paskins that way. He does that many times, he used the word chachamim. So you should think it's a rabbim and paskin that way.
Did it look that way or was that way?
It doesn't. Sometimes it says he makes it look that way, and sometimes it was that way. Here it was Rabbi Yaisi. So therefore, he's saying, by the way, what I quoted was Rabbi Yaisi.
What's the literal meaning? Loikach, loikach.
It's not tameh mishum kesem, and it's not tameh mishum mashkem. The response to Remeir.
So but tameh to rice, I mean.
It's not. He's saying it's not.
Rashi.
Now, interestingly here, there's a problem that Achrayim have. Rabbi Yossi was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Akavya ben Malau lived during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says in Pesachim that when the door closed on the Azara era Pesach, there was nobody bigger than Akavya ben Malau in the Azara. He was the biggest person in Klal Yisrael during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva lived through the Churban. He was around by the Churban, but he didn't have Talmidim until much later. And Rabbi Yossi is his Talmud. The chances of Rabbi Yossi having to do with Akavya ben Malau are rather distant, probably 150 years apart, or at least 100 years apart. So how could it be that Rabbi Yossi is responding to Akavya ben Malau? Meir is saying, he's saying no. And he's the Chachamim that responded to Akavya ben Malau. We're saying he is the Chachamim. Well, he can't respond to Akavya ben Malau. He never knew Rabbi Akavya ben Malau. Much after. Akavya ben Malau lived during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says that in Pesachim. And Rabbi Yossi is a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. And he's one of the five Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva got after the 24,000 died. That's well down the line. I mean, not well, 100 years later. Or Rabbi Akiva was alive by the Churban, but he wasn't a Talmud Chacham at that point. He came to learn by Rabbi Elazar Yeshua. Then he became a Reshiva. Then he had 24,000 Talmidim. Then they died. Then he got five others. Rabbi Yossi's in the last Talmidim. And he can't be responding to Akavya. Rameir is also from the five. But he wasn't responding to Rameir because we're identifying him as the Chachamim. We're putting him earlier. But the answer they say is Rabbi Yossi is the one that brought this whole conversation into the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Yossi said, you should know the Akavya says this way, and we argue in Akavya. The Chachamim and his generation argued in Akavya. He's the one that brought it into the Beis Medrash. Not that he's the one that the Chachamim. That's what they want to say. The Chachamim were people that lived in Akavya's time. And Rabbi Yossi is the one that told us about this. We didn't know about this. Rabbi Yossi is the one that told us. You should know that what Akavya said, the Chachamim argued. So he's the source. That's why he's Eimer Dover B'Shem Eimrei. We're saying, we heard this from Rabbi Yossi. He's the source of our knowledge of this Machlokes, Akavya the Chachamim. That's how they want to learn Pshat the Gemara. I'm just quoting, I forgot who it was that says this. According to the Maskana de Gemara, it should be one of the seven liquids that make food susceptible to Tumah. That was the last shot in the Gemara. We tried. The Chachamim said Matarin completely, no question. Rabbi Yossi is just repeating what the Chachamim say.
Mashka is not
Riyah,
but Kesem is real
Kesem,
right?
Well, Kesem is Kesem and Riyah. That's what Rashi explains in the Rashi of Nihid Dehecha, the second line, narrow line.
Okay, so he says,
it's not Kesem or Riyah, it's not exactly. Kesem. Exactly. Zatik Gemara Vait. Eza Adam Kedam Amaka. Okay, now we get to easier Gemara. People told me yesterday that's not as easy as I predicted. Well, here's the Gemara's easier part. Eza, at least to me it was easier. Eza Adam Kedama Maka. Red is like a wound. That's the Gemara Mai Kedama Maka. What does it mean like a wound? Wounds have different colors. Which wound are we looking at? You know, to us, red is red. But to them, they were very, very careful in the shade of red. So which wound are you comparing Damanita to? Which is the shade that's coming? Amar Rav Yudah Meshmul Kedam Shar Shachat. When you shecht the shor, the blood that comes out, that is the color of dam nida, of dam hamaka. That's red. Dr. Gemara says, "Lema kedam shchita." So say, like dam shchita. Why are you saying dam hamaka? Dr. Gemara, "Iyama kedam shchita, havamina kekula shchita." I would have said any shade of color during shchita. The blood changes colors when the blood comes out of the animal. Kamash malon kedam hamaka ketchilas hakol shosaka. The first, after it cuts, the immediate blood that comes out, that is the shade of red. That is red. When the Torah Mishnah said, Adam red, you want to know what red is? The color of blood that comes out of the animal immediately.
That's probably they cut the artery, right?
But they cut the trachea and the esophagus. Again, I'm just telling you what it says. I honestly don't know. Rashi.
Is that Talmud Hefesh?
Well, it definitely is dam and effort. We kill the animal that way.
The initial blood, is that called dam and effort?
Every blood that comes out of a mouth is dam and effort.
What is the first blood? Is that an answer to the first blood?
Again, now you're talking about later on down my time, so you're getting involved in something that we're not getting involved in now. All it's saying is the blood changes colors when it comes out of the animal. We're looking, again, it's something that we can't identify with. To us, red is red. To them, there were multiple shades of red. And the only shade of red that we call red in halakha, for them, was there a shade of blood that comes out immediately after shechita. That was the shade. End of story.
Is that different than a wound?
Obviously it is. That's what I'm trying to tell you. To us, it's all the same. To them, it wasn't. They might identify a certain wound.
I guess another way of asking is the blood of a sword different than the blood?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'm learning the Gemara the same way you are. It didn't say, the Gemara is going to say a different manyama, but this one, the Gemara is saying one kind of wound that you look at. The Gemara didn't say your own wound. The Gemara said one kind of wound.
So, really, you know that venous blood and material blood look different, right?
Again, it doesn't say here.
So. You always cut it.
Don't
always
show it on yourself. The Gemara says you're not allowed to show shechita on yourself.
So, what? It always cuts it.
What am I supposed to say? I'm making it. You want me to make it up?
I'm asking. Let's go.
Rashi, shard my Adam. The Amar Beseder, you mahaychir vaisumuk. One's white and one's red. The Gemara identifies the dam of shechita as red. Dr. Gemara Vayter. Ula Amar Kedam Tziprachaya. Ula says the blood that comes out of a bird that was wounded. That's what he said. A living bird that was wounded. Yibaylo. Chaya lafuki shachut. Does chaya mean alive, not when you shecht it, but the wound that comes out of a wound? Or maybe chaya means healthy. He has to be a healthy bird. A sick bird has a different color blood. We don't know what Ula meant. We don't know. Ula said the blood of a chai tibar. We don't know what chai means. Does chai mean alive? Does chai mean healthy? The word is used both contexts. Ula didn't explain himself. So we don't know. Rashi, Dama Yoitzim Mitzibrachaya de Maka, by Dilma Dafuki Kochish, it's excluding weak, by Chaya Loshim Briyahi, it means healthy. Ziri Amar Abchina, Kedama Choylus Shoraish, like the color of the blood of a louse, the blood of a louse of the head. Now, the Gemara is telling us that lice have different colors, blood, and the head louse is the one that the blood of the head louse looks like dam nida. Basically, hargam achaylus hayzeh talaba. The Mishnah says later on, if a woman killed a louse, she can assume that the blood came from a louse. So we see, and it doesn't say only the louse of a head, it says louse. Doesn't that tell me all lice are created equal in the color of the blood? My love, the kula gufa, doesn't it mean a louse of anything? That is my lie, the Raisha. She can only assume it was a louse of the head. Enochinami, if it was a louse from any other part of the body, it would not be the same color as blood. She would not be able to say it came from a louse.
Where's the head of the louse?
The head, her head. A human's head has a different, the louse in a human's head has a different color of blood than the louse in the human's body. Again, Raisha will deal with that. See, I think our struggle is, because red is red and red is red, and we're looking at things and saying, what's the difference? Well, to them, it really made a difference. They looked at blood, and they could tell whether it's like a head louse or like a body louse. It looked different. To us, you can't tell the difference. That's why their kind of adika was a different kind of adika than we need.
And the blood when it dries on a paper cloth, they go to a rubber cloth.
Again. You're looking today, or you're talking about those days? You have to identify your question.
I don't even know.
So If you don't know, how can you ask the question?
Because I would think that fried blood is safe.
It definitely is. Now, again, are you asking today or are you asking then?
So now I'm asking on then.
And then the Gemara is going to deal with it. Today, red is red. We don't differentiate with any shade of red. It's not red. He's telling you it's not red. If it's red, he's machmer. On a ketzem, it depends on the size. On a ria, red is red.
Again. He knows that was red.
No, again, but you know what? Let the Gemara deal with it. Instead of us becoming Paiskim over here during Yerushu. We don't want anybody to become a Paiskim.
Okay,
look, Rabbi. You should always ask your Rabbi. Right, I understand. Dr. Ashi, Harga Machailas. Isha Raya Chesim a big dumb Harga Machailas, if she killed a louse, Taylaba. Dr. Ashi, Vi Kasha, Hashir Chesim can gris void. It has to be bigger than a gris, and a Machailas is less than that. Because we said anything that's the size of a louse is not tamei. So, if she killed a louse, how much is the blood? It has to be less than a gris. So it's not tamei anyway. So what is the Mishnah saying? If she killed a louse, she can assume it's from the louse. And if she didn't kill a louse, she can still assume it's a louse. Because if it's the size of a louse, we say it's tar anyway. Rashi's bothered by that Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to say that if she didn't kill a louse, it would be tamei. Why? It's smaller than the size. Because the whole size is based on the more than a louse. The whole size is that more than a gris. That means a machailus is less than a gris. So what are we looking for? Dr. Ashi, be kasha. Hashir kesem kegris void. Machailus kula haile yabi. And a louse kadam repair can be in a kegris void. Lafuke midam machailus. Like it said, that the reason you need that size is to make sure it's not a louse. And for the Gemara loikasha, Dr. Ashi loikasha. This that we said before, that the shear of a kesem is a gris, is only a healer of chanita ben antiknas. That's one ton of shear. We happen to pass it that way, but it's one ton of shear. Hala rabbana beperik haraya kesem, rabbana in the nice verik, the loy boya high shear. They said even smaller than a gris is tamei. They don't agree to the shear of a gris. So by them, if she killed a louse, she can be taila. And enochinam, if she didn't kill a louse, according to the Rabbanon, she's tamei, even if it's less than a gris. That's what Rashi's speaking out. So halacha lemaisa doesn't change. We pass on that kavulina ben atignas. But the Rabbanon would hold, there's no such thing that a kesem has to be a certain size. Not true. Any size. Okay, we will stop here, and we'll continue.